This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, July 5th, 2024. And here's an update on Hurricane Beryl. The first hurricane of the season continues to move across the Caribbean Sea late Thursday, pushing towards the Yucatan Peninsula and the Gulf of Mexico. What had been the earliest storm to develop into a Category 5 hurricane in the Atlantic weakened to a Category 2 hurricane Thursday afternoon. At 2 p.m. Thursday, the storm center was 135 miles west of Grand Cayman, and it had a maximum sustained winds of 110 miles per hour and was moving northwest at 18 miles per hour. The system is expected to weaken gradually as it approaches the Yucatan Peninsula and landfall early Friday morning south of Cozumel as a Category 1 hurricane. The VOIP Hurricane Net secured operations on Wednesday, July 3rd, Eastern Daylight Time, and the net will be active again on Friday morning, July 5th, as Beryl impacts the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico and Belize. The final VOIP Hurricane Net activation for Beryl will likely be Sunday into Monday morning for potential landfall as a hurricane in northeast Mexico and southeast Texas. Amateur radio operators have been active for the past week, receiving and passing information about damage and important needs of those in impacted areas, and there will be more updates as needed at ARRL.org. The new amateur extra class question pool has been released and was effective as of July 1, 2024. The new question pool is in effect through June 30, 2028. The 2024-2028 pool is available as a Microsoft Word document and as a PDF. The 10 graphics required for the new extra class question pool are available within the documents or separately in PDF and JPEG file formats. The new pool incorporates significant changes compared to the 2020-2024 version, said ARRL Volunteer Examiner Coordinator VEC Maria Soma, AB1FM. We carefully went over the pool for technical accuracy, relevance to today's amateur radio practices, syntax, grammar, style, format, and clarity and redundancy within and between the pools. With those goals in mind, 82 new questions were created and 101 questions were eliminated, resulting in a reduction of the total number of questions from 622 to 603. Over 350 questions were modified. We considered a question modified when the knowledge being tested was not changed but wording was improved or answers or distractions were replaced. Soma advised that the newly revised pool must be used for extra class license exam that started on July 1, 2024. Exam designs based on the previous pool are no longer valid, and outdated versions of the extra exam should be destroyed or thrown away to avoid a mix-up at the testing session. ARRL-VEC had planned to supply its officially appointed field-stocked VE team leaders with new extra-class exam booklet designs around mid-June, but due to ARRL's recent system disruption, that date is now to be determined. Supplies will be sent as soon as possible. In the interim, VE teams may contact the ARRL-VEC to receive instructions on how to print new extra exams. And a comprehensive update on the status of the ARRL-VEC services is available at ARRL.org. The Logbook of the World, LOTW, has returned to service, effective July 1, 2024. It had been offline as part of a system service disruption. ARRL is taking steps to help manage what likely will be a huge influx of logs. We are requesting that if you have large uploads, perhaps from contest or from a de-expedition, please wait a week or two before uploading to give LOTW a chance to catch up. A process was implemented to reject logs with excessive duplicates. Please do not upload your entire log to ensure your contacts are in the LOTW, as they will be rejected. Despite this request, we have seen several recent de-expeditions upload large log files, and many amateurs have uploaded logs with excessive duplicates, and this negatively affects and impacts the backlog time. And lastly, please do not call ARRL headquarters to report issues you are having with the Logbook of the World. You can contact those support at lotw-help@arrl.org. There are two stories in this week's ARRL letter that you'll want to read. First, there is a complete list of nominations for the 2024 ARRL section managers. All nominees listed ran unopposed and returned their nomination forms by the June 7, 2024 deadline. They have been notified by mail and elected for new terms beginning October 1, 2024. Second, for full ARRL members in the Central, Hudson, New England, Northwestern, and Roanoke divisions, you have the opportunity to choose a director and vice director to represent you for a 3-year term beginning January 1, 2025. ARRL is governed by its board of directors. A voting director is chosen by ballot by the full licensed ARRL members in each of its 15 divisions. Vice directors who serve in the absence of the director at a board meeting and succeed to the position of director, should a vacancy occur, are chosen at the same time. Elections are held in 5 divisions per year. It takes only 10 full members in a division to nominate a candidate for either office. You can read about the qualifications, the nomination procedure and deadlines, balloting, absentee ballots, and a complete list of the incumbents. It's all online in the ARR letter at ARRL.org. Europe's largest amateur radio event took place this June 28th through the 30th in Friedrichshafen, Germany. Ham Radio 2024 was an exciting gathering of hams along the shores of Lake Constance. ARRL had a delegation on hand to meet and greet visitors. ARRL Director of Marketing and Innovation Bob Interbitson, NQ1R, shared photos and more to the ARRL Facebook page. You want to take a look at that. We enjoyed meeting so much with many ARRL members and National Society representative and friends from across the world, he said. ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, and ARRL Radio Sport and Regulatory Manager Bart Janke, W9JJ, were also in attendance. In this week's ARRL letter is a gallery of photos from Ham Radio 2024. You'll find that at ARRL.org. The Youth on the Air Yoda Camp Ham Shack has been renamed the Bob Heil K9 EID Memorial Yoda Camp Amateur Radio Shack. Heil 83 passed away on February 28, 2024. He was considered the man who defined the sound of live rock and roll music and brought audio engineering principles into mainstream amateur radio use. He founded Heil Sound in 1966, through which he created the template for modern concert sound systems for musicians like The Grateful Dead, The Who, Joe Walsh, and Peter Frampton. Heil was also known as a mentor and generous donor to amateur radio organizations who enjoyed helping others find success in ham radio and supported youth on the air from the very beginning. Camp director Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, said that when the camp first started, he asked Heil for some equipment. "Bob sent us the radios we needed right away," said Rapp. "And when I asked for some additional help with all of the noise in the ham shack, Heil responded, 'Have I ever said no to you before?' and sent the group 6 headsets." Rapp said he got the idea to rename the shack at the Dayton Hamvention, but left the final decision up to the Yoda kids, and it didn't take long, and there was never any question that it was the right thing to do, Rapp added. The 2024 Youth on the Air Summer Camp in the Americas will be held July 7th through the 12th at Mount St. Vincent University in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. The first activation of VE1 Yoda call sign from the camp will begin the evening of Sunday, July 7th, and concludes on Friday, July 12th. Campers will operate the Heil Memorial Station as they finish projects, between sessions, and during free time. The 2024 Youth Americas Camp is hosted by the Radio Amateurs of Canada. Special QSL cards will be available for contacts made with the Yoda Camp from Bob Heil K9 EID Memorial Yoda Camp Amateur Radio Shack. For more information, contact Neil Rapp via email at director@youthontheair.org. The International Amateur Radio Union, IARU, HF World Championship will be next weekend, beginning at 1200 UTC on Saturday, July 13th, and concluding at 1159 UTC on Sunday, July 14th. ARRL Contest Program Manager Paul Bork, N1SFE, reminds participants that they can enter in CW, single sideband, or mixed mode categories. The exchange is a signal report and your ITU zone. ITU zones for stations in the lower 48 are 6, 7, or 8. ITU zones for Canadian stations are 2, 3, 4, or 9. U.S. and Canadian participants should visit the rules page for more information on how to determine their ITU zone. In addition, stations operated by members of the IARU Administrative Council, the three IARU Regional Executive Committees, the IARU Member Society HQ stations from around the globe will be on the air. HQ stations will send their Member Society abbreviation. ARRL HQ station W1AW/4 will be on the air from Tennessee, operated by members of the Tennessee Contest Group. The IARU HQ station NU1AW will be on the air from Missouri. Participants are reminded that self-spotting is strictly prohibited in all categories. For full rules and information, visit ARRL.org/IARU-AF-World Championship. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. As a beginner, when you start working the satellites, you might not have a full duplex radio. You may only have one dual-band HT. How do you know if you're making the satellite? We have all been told do not transmit on the satellites unless you can hear yourself. Here is what I used to do when operating with a dual-band HT. I would listen to the pass for a minute or so and write down call signs that I hear. I then pick a moment when there seems to be a pause and I call one of those stations. If they come back to you, they will say your call and their grid square and their call again. It is now your turn to give their call, your grid square, and then your call. There you have a contact. Were you heard on the satellite? Of course, as the station you called came back to you. If you simply give your call sign, you take a shot at will someone come back to you or not. That does not tell you if you made it into the satellite. So what happens if the station you called does not come back to you? You can try adjusting your uplink frequency by one step and repeat the process, or try calling someone else. Usually on an FM satellite, the uplink is not as critical as it would be on a linear satellite. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in Radio Sport this coming week, on July 5th, it's the weekly RIDI test, that's digital. On July 6th, the Venezuelan Independence Day contest, CW phone and digital. July 6th and 7th, the NZART Memorial contest, that's CW and phone. July 7th, the TAVHF-UHF contest, CW phone. On July 6th and 7th, it's the Marconi Memorial HF contest, that's CW. Also on July 6th and 7th, the original QRP contest, CW phone, and the PODXS 070 Club 40-meter firecracker sprint, that is digital. And on July 9th, it's the Worldwide Sideband Activity Contest, and that's phone. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions on July 12th to the 13th. It's the HamCon Zion sponsoring the ARRL Rocky Mountain Division Convention. That's in St. George, Utah. July 13th, the SVARC Summer Ham Fest sponsoring the ARRL North Dakota Section Convention. That's in Minot, North Dakota. And on July 20th, the SEARC Tailgate Ham Fest sponsoring the ARRL South Dakota State Convention. That's in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And finally this week, thanks to the Narragansett Bay Amateur Radio Club in the Tiverton and Providence, Rhode Island area for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeaters. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@ARRL.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.